like to call to order the AMATS Technical Advisory Committee for September 15th, 1:30 p.m. Determination of a quorum. Yes, we have a quorum. First thing on the agenda is the meeting minutes from July 14th, 2016. Any changes or additions, corrections to those minutes? If not,
can we move to approve?
Got a second? There we go. All those in favor say aye. Those against, same sign. Motion passes. Next item on the agenda is staff reports, the financial progress report. That'll be presented by Curtis Baker.
All right, thank you. So if I can put your attention to attachment 3A, it shows our budget. As many of you know, we are on a fiscal year that starts in July and ends in June. So this budget goes through the end of August. We've expended about 11% of our budget. We do expect that to go up a little bit as our Connecting Communities grants do get underway here in the next few months. Be happy to answer any questions if there are.
Anybody move to approve financial report?
I have a motion. Do I have a second?
Tomasi, second.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those against, same sign. Motion passes. Next item is the technical progress report. Again, Mr. Baker.
Thank you. So there's only two things I want to report on. The first is I know at the last TAC we had talked about some of the concerns regarding the new proposed rulemaking from federal government and the DOT that would look at ways MPOs need to reform, basically saying either you need to stick to your urbanized area or if communities share an urbanized area, you would potentially have to either MPOs would have to merge or potentially change who the community attaches to. For example, because Aurora, Twinsburg are in the Cleveland urbanized area, they would potentially have to go into the NOAACA versus AMATS. This committee recommended that we let the policy committee know and encourage them to direct me to write a letter on our behalf stating our concerns. We did do that. That letter was posted. It's all online. They received over 500 comments on this rulemaking, and I would say almost 95% of them were opposed. Everyone I read was not positive. So it'll be very interesting to see. This is one of those rulemakings where we're getting very close to a presidential election, which means sometimes they try to sneak things through or move them very quickly. The biggest movement was the Transportation and Infrastructure Committee in the House, which is the most powerful committee that basically helps decide what our bills, our highway bills look like. The two ranking members sent a letter to DOT stating that they felt like it was an overreach of the Department of Transportation and that it should be left to locals to determine how the MPO boundaries are set up. So there's a lot of force against it, but I think there's also a little bit of bullheadedness pushing it forward. So as soon as we have any kind of update, we will let you know. I would say that if this regulation does pass as a board, we will have very difficult discussions and decisions to make. So we're hoping that it changes dramatically, but if not, that would be the next step. Are there any questions? We'd have to change the vice chairman. Yeah. The other thing I just want to let you know is that the Funding Policy Subcommittee met for a second time in October. Just to update you on our progress, we have the committee is starting to make a few recommendations that they would like us to see or think that would be good improvements. I would say overall I'm very happy with the subcommittee's direction. I think they're working very diligently to try to look at it from a very fair perspective of small communities, large communities, and everything in between. So we're happy that that's moving forward, and we have another meeting scheduled coming up in October. So. Oh, yeah. Thank you, Carrie. The other thing is our annual meeting. All right, if there are faces in here that have not signed up, we will be looking for you and forcing you to sign up. So, Hudson, I'm looking in your direction. I don't think we've gotten your... okay. it's over for today. But anyway, yes, we highly encourage it. We'll be focusing a panel on Barberton. The fact, one of the things we've talked about is local governments and the need for raising revenues. And one of the things that Barberton did was actually pass an income tax increase to do that. And then they also used some of that money to kind of combine with our Connecting Communities initiative and put in some really neat walkable, bikeable stuff in the area. So we're going to kind of highlight that. We're also going to have Allison Goebel from the Greater Ohio Policy Center give us a little bit update from things from the State House perspective, where we think the legislation's going and all that. So I do think it will be good. So I would encourage everyone to attend if they have the opportunity. But with that, I'd be happy to answer any other questions.
Seeing none, we'll move on. Next on the agenda is AMAT's federal funds report, and is that Jay?
Yes.
Jay Cole? Cooler.
Okay, thank you, Amy. Actually, it's been rather quiet on the funding front. We're nearing the end of the first quarter of fiscal year 2017. We've had a couple projects sell, Van Buren Avenue in Barberton and Steel Corners Road in Cuyahoga Falls. Both of those projects plan to be completed by the end of this construction season. Another topic I'd like to mention is we have pending balances in fiscal year 17 and 18. And we're looking for projects that we could possibly advance into those years. So if you have something on the drawing board that you think we could move up, I'd be interested in doing that. And as Curtis just mentioned, we had our second meeting of the Funding Policy Subcommittee on August 24th, and we're getting together some recommendations and improvements to the to our funding policy from that committee. And one thing that's not on here that we just kind of organized in the last week or so was there is a project review meeting on September 30th. I've sent the email out, and that will be down at District 4, Kodak District 4. So other than that, that's about all the funding news that I have.
Dave, if I may add too, I mean, one of the things that he and I have been talking a lot about is these funding balances, and I think we want to be very aggressive in getting these down and potentially, you know, even being in negatives as much and as often as we can be. We don't want to leave money on the table, but also when other MPOs are leaving money on the table, we want to grab it. So I think, you know, when we look at this, the $4 million in the future, and, I mean, really positive balances in the next 3 years, we want all those to be in the negatives moving forward as much as we can be. So for those of you that are project sponsors, please keep that in mind. I think we will really be looking to work with all of you to even move up projects that are now in 2020 to 2019 or 2018 if possible. So please look at your, you know, and we will try to accommodate everyone as best we can. We just found out recently that, as a whole right now, MPOs are looking to carry over $45 million this year. So the money is out there. It's just about making sure we get it. So I just would like to stress that. And then I think what we'll also do is when we do our next round of funding, we'll be keeping that in mind as we look to over-program and make sure that we always have projects in the pipeline.
We will certainly do our part to track what's in the negative.
Yeah. Yeah, you've got a nice project sitting there that we're ready to, happy to take on. So.
Okay, having no old new business, we'll move on to new business. We have the financial resources forecast. Amy Cutter. Later.
It's okay. I know.
Hi, Amy.
Hi, Amy. the financial resources forecast.
Is it plugged in? Is the USB in there?
Yeah, the USB is in the front. It's not in the front. It's too far or something. No.
I can advance for you if you want.
There's only six slides. Oh. There's not many slides if you want to advance. It's like six slides.
Yeah,
they're not that heavy.
Thank you, Al.
Thank you. So basically, the purpose of this forecast is to come up with a financial component of the regional transportation plan. Projects funding levels are reasonably expected to be available between now and 2040 for each funding source. And then fiscal constraint we are going to use for post projects against the available revenue to make sure that the plan will be fiscally constrained. The methodology, we determine averages for each funding source for state, federal, local, and turnpike. And we use historic data that we received from both ODOT and the turnpike and other sources. We exclude any stimulus money, Tiger money, anything like that, that would be, you know, a one-time kind of thing. We also made the assumption, after going back and forth for a while, that all the turnpike money will be used for turnpike-only projects. Because there's really no way of projecting into the future. We may get a huge chunk from turnpike this year, nothing for 3 years, another huge chunk. There's no way to like have an average for that, so it's almost kind of like a stimulus fund to us. It's always better to underestimate the funding and then be able to put more programs, more projects into the program. So we apply growth rates to these averages to project our estimates between now and 2040. So we looked at our revenues, and for federal we had $2.027 billion projected. For state, we have $1.429 billion, local $1.295, and turnpike $0.354 billion, which is a total of $5.105 billion between now and 2040. We also did transit projections, and for state and federal combined, we estimated $0.38 billion. And local 1.806 for a total of $2.186 billion between now and 2040. So in summary, the total funds combined is almost $7.3 billion between now and 2040, and I believe those are in 2016 dollars. So, any questions?
And Amy, I would just like to add that you know, we saw our at a previous meeting, we did the preservation plan. Our preservation costs are about $4 billion. Those $4 billion are in today's dollars and are not forecasted out yet to 2030 or 2040. So therefore, we're expecting, you know, when we look at if we want to maintain the system, we are only going to have a couple $100 million left over the course of the plan to fund other infrastructure projects. So, and that's important just because of what projects we can put on the plan and how many projects we can put on the plan. We will be slightly limited. So that'll be something that we'll definitely work with all of you as we start to put together a list of those projects we want to see on the plan.
So that'll be just bikeways and things like that, right?
And I mean, there's some money for highways. You know, the other thing that we're trying to do is work with ODOT for with the Beltway, trying to foresee what projects we think are going to come up through that, because those will use some federal dollars, so they have to be on the plan. But we're hoping to at least allocate some for, you know, safety, some safety and some congestion operational type projects.
Any other questions?
In your...
Oh, did we want to...
Yeah.
Did we do a motion?
We're going to...
Oh, okay. I'm sorry.
In your attachment, there's the complete report for the financial resource forecast. They do need a motion to approve that, so we can fully...
Or the white ones approved.
We have a motion. Do I have a second?
Just that was my second.
Second. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, same side. Motion passes. Next on the agenda are the resolutions. We'll start with resolution 2016-11. Jeff Gardner.
Thank you. 6A in your packet is the recommendation for the Enhanced Mobility of the Elderly and Disabled Program. This program provides funding for the public transportation of the elderly and disabled, including transportation to and from jobs and employment support and services. Staff received 6 applications for this round of funding. Metro Arts Gaming and FARTA applied, along with 4 social service agencies, United Disability Services, Event Incorporated, Family and Community Services, and Patty Barlow applied. All 6 agencies are eligible to submit applications under this program. 6 applicants requested $2.9 million in federal funds, with only slightly under $1.1 million being available. Staff for the application according to the MS funding policy guidelines. Please see the attached table 1 in the memo. Following discussions with project applicants, the staff is recommending that the policy committee approve $1,083,000 approximately in federal funds through the Elderly and Disabled Program for Metro RTA, PARTA, UBS, and Patty Warlam to purchase handicap accessible vehicles and support equipment. Attached to this memo is resolution 2016-11. This resolution approves the amendment to FY 2017 of the TIP as requested, and staff is recommending approval.
And these funds are available only for this tax purpose, right?
Correct.
Do I have a motion to...
The white move to approve.
Jim Brader, second.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, same sign. Resolution 2016-11 passes. Next on the agenda is resolution 2016-12. Jeff is presenting
the agenda. Attachment 6B in your packet, approving the FY 2016 year-end completion report. This memo discusses the staff budget and expenditures for the fiscal year that just ended on June 30th. The purpose of the staff resolution is to approve the fiscal year 2016 year-end completion report for transmittal to ODOT for their review. We do this annually, and then we meet with ODOT, usually in October, in order to finalize the fiscal year that just ended. Within attachment 6B is a financial summary for all of the work elements scheduled during the last fiscal year. In summary, the staff budget was approximately $1.6 million. With nearly that amount expended, the remainder of $203,000 is available for this fiscal year use through December 31st. A number of significant products and activities were accomplished during the last fiscal year, such as the allocation and management of federal funds to the area, including a new round of funding, the traffic counting program, a high crash location report, participation in the statewide CMAC program, and a round of funding for the Connecting Communities Planning Grant Program, along with inputs to the upcoming 2040 Regional Transportation Plan. All planning work for FY 2016 was completed, and expenditures were within the budget amount. Staff is recommending approval of Resolution 2016-12. Any questions?
Do you have questions? Do I have a motion for Resolution 2016-12?
Dave White moved to approve.
Second.
Those all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, same sign. Resolution passes. Next is Resolution 2016-13. Presenting is Dave Poulet.
Thank you. Resolution 2016-13 is amendment number 8 to through our current 1619 CIP. It involves State Route 91, PIN number 93822. In this project, what we want to do is move all the money, $140,000, from right-of-way to a new engineering phase, which will also be in 2017, and also transfer another $35,000 from construction into this phase for a total of $175,000. The local share will increase to $75,000 to pay their 25% or their 20%. And this new phase is recognized as engineering work, but it's actually the environmental component of the right-of-way phase. The staff does recommend approval of Resolution 2016-13.
Do you have a motion to approve Resolution 2016-13?
Question. Go ahead, question. Yeah, is this paying for engineering against the policy that we've enforced for the last 30 years, that we don't pay for engineering? And environmental has always come under the engineering fee.
I'm not sure.
You go again?
Yeah. It's not for, Jim, it's for titles, appraisals, and review appraisals, which is now in the environmental subphase.
So it's still right away? It's
still right away functions, yes.
Okay.
Any other questions? Okay. Can I have a motion for Resolution?
Okay, I move to approve.
Okay, a second?
I can bring a second.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, same sign. Resolution passes. Under other business, we need to form my term will be coming to an end, so we need a nominating committee. For new officers, do I have any volunteers or anybody want to nominate somebody to be on the nominating committee?
I'll volunteer to be on the committee.
Do you have another person? Anybody else that want to volunteer? Can we have three?
You're the chairman, has to buy lunch.
Buy lunch? Yeah, you know that AMATS meeting? I think you should. Do I have another volunteer? You're going to leave it up to the two of us? Okay, thanks, Dave. Okay.
Yeah, all right. I just wanted to take the time to recognize, and Alex, I apologize, I'm going to say your last name wrong. It's Harnoks?
Harnoks, yeah.
Harnoks, okay. Alex is the new planning director for Metro RTA. It was announced, I believe, last week. And so he will be here. He replaced Chris Liljeblad, who did retire. So congratulations, Alex. I'll be happy to have you here, and look forward to working with you in the future.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
And interim planning director technically right now.
I know how that goes. Yeah. But that's all.
Okay. With that, I need a motion to adjourn.
No. Clear.
You have a second.
Yes, for a second.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, same side. We're adjourned.